Maria's relationship with her father was troubled. He was her sole, relentlessly strict singing teacher. He once threatened to kill her if she did not learn a role at a few days' notice. At 17, she married Eugene Malibran, 28 years her senior, and she withdrew from the stage for a while. The marriage was strained from the start. A contributory factor might have been his dodgy business dealings, which brought him close to bankruptcy. It was not long before Maria began singing again, even organizing concerts in Philadelphia and singing concerts again in New York. Ultimately, the only solution to her financial difficulties and deteriorating private life was to return to Europe without her husband, who was under house arrest. At the end of 1827, the emancipated, self-confident young woman set sail for France to advance her extraordinary singing career. Maria became idolized by the Parisians. She was feted by high society at opulent soirees and immortalized by George Sand, Lamartine, and Musset. Thalberg, Moscheles, and Paganini vied with this 20-year-old in virtuosity. In 1830, a romance developed between Maria and the Belgian violinist Charles de Bernois. They built a villa outside Brussels in 1831, where they returned after engagements. In 1832, they had a son. In 1834, Maria again returned to Italy. A fanfare of trumpets announced her arrival in Venice. After a performance, their applause lasted for a full 30 minutes, and a vast multitude followed her home, surrounding her residence. Maria liked to ride, fence, swim, and paint, and was fluent in 5 languages. She pushed her body to its limits, refusing to stop singing when she was ill or hoarse. Love of speed and eagerness to reach her destination often led the young woman, usually traveling in men's clothes, to consign her drivers to the inside of the carriage, while she occupied the coach box alone and whipped the horses on herself. Her spontaneity, passion, and unbreakable spirit came through in her acting. Her marriage finally annulled, she married de Bernois, the father of her child, in 1836. The following month, she fell from a horse, incurring head injuries from which she never fully recovered. She continued singing, although in pain. In September, she went to sing at the Manchester Charity Festival, where she sang for 3 consecutive days. On September 14th, the third day, she and a rival singer were singing encores, each trying to outdo the other with their difficult improvisations. It came Malibran's turn. She said to the conductor, "If I sing it again, it will kill me." "Then don't," he said. "I will speak to the audience." "No," she said, "I will sing if it kills me." She sang and fell into an unconscious faint. She was carried from the stage, never to recover. She died 9 days later, aged 28. Let's hear another song and go back to Cecilia Bartoli for Maria Malibran's alternative aria for Adina in Act 2 of Donizetti's La Lisière d'Amour. Prendi per me sia libero. Here I have bought your liberty. Stay in your hometown. No fate is there so harsh that it may not one day change. Here where everyone loves you, wise, loving, honest, know you will not always be unhappy and discontent.
Yeah.